This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Roughly 28,000 state employees will gain collective bargaining rights under a law signed today by Governor Polis. It guarantees that the public sector union can negotiate binding contracts with the state. However, lawmakers will still decide salaries. Workers will not be allowed to strike under the new law. Republican Senator Cory Gardner's reelection campaign has run its first attack ad against Democrat John Hickenlooper. CPR's Bentha Berkland reports.
The TV ad uses the former governor's own words against him. It shows clips of Hickenlooper saying he doesn't want to run for U.S. Senate.
John Hickenlooper.
Being a senator would be meaningful, but I'd hate it.
I don't think I'm cut out for that.
It would be a huge sacrifice.
The Senate doesn't attract me at this point. Just doesn't attract me.
Hickenlooper's campaign says the ad is misleading and that the moderate Democrat is a target because polls show he has the best chance to beat Gardner. Hickenlooper and former State House Speaker Andrew Romanoff are facing off in the state's Democratic primary on June 30th. I'm Bente Berkland, CPR News.
CPR News is co-hosting a live debate between Hickenlooper and Romanoff starting at 6 this evening. Red flag warning until 8 tonight for Colorado Springs, Pueblo, Vail, and Grand Junction. Currently, it is in the 90s for Denver, Grand Junction, and Pueblo, 88 in Colorado Springs, and it's 75 degrees for Vail. There is a chance of thunderstorms along the Front Range tonight. This is CPR News.